These are my wife's. She's going to be so happy I didn't lose them.
Conversation 3.
I don't believe it. This coat isn't mine.
What do you mean it isn't yours?
It isn't mine. Remember when we got to the restaurant? I hung up my coat with all the others. You know how it is. All these raincoats look the same.
What are you going to do?
I'll drive back to the restaurant and see if my coat's still there.
And what if it isn't?
I don't know. Maybe the person who took my coat will call. I have my name and address in the vest pocket. Anyway, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Conversation 4.
What is going on here? These aren't the right tickets.
What are you talking about?
They're for tomorrow, not tonight.
How could that have happened?
Uh-oh.
What?
Did you get these from the kitchen counter or the dining room table?
The dining room.
Oh, no. Those were the tickets I got for Julie and Glenn. I told you to take the ones from the kitchen.
Oops.
Page 115. Exercise C. Listening comprehension. Listen to the conversations and complete each statement with a possessive pronoun. Conversation 1.
Hey, look what I found under the table.
What?
A shopping bag from the Emporium. It's full of clothes.
No kidding. I wonder whose it is.
Maybe it belongs to that woman paying at the cashier.
You're right. Excuse me, is this bag yours? It was under our table.
Yes, it is. Thanks so much. That's so kind of you.
No problem.
Conversation 2.
Brad, I think you might have dropped your keys and cell phone.
What? I don't think so. My phone's right here in my pocket. Hey, no it isn't. Let me have a look at that phone.
Here you go.
Wow, you're right. That is mine. Where did you find it?
Here, right next to these keys. I suppose these are yours too.
Well, actually, the key...